Minnesota Reads on KUMD is produced with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Sarah Stonich's book, Fishing, is out in paperback, and this happens, and the publishers say, hey, the book is out in paperback, and everybody goes, hey, the book is out in paperback. But there's something a little bit new and exciting about this particular paperback release, and of course, we got Sarah on the line to talk about what's new and exciting. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So, Fishing... Let's just remind people, we talked about Fishing. We did an interview about it on Minnesota Reads. And Fishing is this wonderful book about professional sport fishing. And Rayanne Dahl is doing a talk show about professional sport fishing. And, you know, it's a male-dominated business. And it's kind of just this wonderful, quirky story about her. So kind of recap that just a little bit for us, would you?
Well, Rayanne Dahl has basically escaped the pro sport fishing world, and she lands rather unwittingly at the helm of the first all-women's fishing talk show on public television. So that's kind of the setup and the premise. And this is a world she knows very little about. She's hired as the consultant. And they lose the host, and she lands camera shy in front of the camera, and she's not TV material. She's the girl next door. And so there she is, and she's got to make this thing work, interviewing other women on the water about their lives, their careers. And she does it in the only way that she knows how. And that's just her curiosity and kind of her fumbling, charming way of talking to people. And, of course, she thinks she's going to fail at it. But viewers love her. And so it goes from there.
Public broadcasting can be challenging, and yet there are unique opportunities in public broadcasting that you won't get anywhere else. She's got a fixer-upper house, which is, of course, tailor-made for public broadcasting. She has a clingy rescue dog. There's really nothing to dislike about this woman. She's got it going on in all cylinders. So the Fishing comes out in paperback, and along with the announcement comes this little line, oh, it's the first in a trilogy. And that got me super excited. At what point did you say, oh, I'm not done with Rayanne yet?
When I was about halfway through with the book, I realized there's no way she's going to do everything she needs to do, because part of her journey is she's rather slowly becoming a feminist and an activist, in that she's understanding the value of this new job that she has and the power that it might afford her to effect some kind of change. As she's seeing that life is becoming more difficult for women, or that equality is not going at the same pace that maybe it should. And she's got this very like hippie activist mother who she's always kind of poo-pooed and made fun of. And she has a new respect for her, as well as her grandmother, who was this Sinatra era chef who also had to make it in a man's world. And so it's a dawning for her that couldn't have been totally encapsulated in Fishing. So then she's got to move on to the next phase of making this fishing show into a vehicle for change. And so we go from there about midway from that book, and then we go into Reeling is the second book. And Reeling, the title Reeling, is basically the aftermath of what happens in the first book and how she handles it. The show begins to take off, and it goes on the road. So that book is coming out in, I believe, March or April of next year.
I am so curious about the process, about how writers keep track of characters and the things that they did and said and their backstories, and and just the process of writing, about midway through, you said about midway through Fishing, you realized there's not going to be enough time in this book to get everything finished. So did you write differently after the realization that there's going to be at least one more book? And were you at that time thinking trilogy, so looking long term, or were you thinking, okay, there's at least going to be another book?
You know, I really did think trilogy. I knew the arc of her story and what was going to need to happen. And I knew that two books wouldn't do it, that it would have to be three. And, you know, my lucky numbers are 3, 6, and 9. So I knew it would be three books. And the third book addresses different issues. So I had to have the arc of the story and cut it up into thirds. And that works really well for me as far as my process goes.
What is the title of the third book?
I think the working title right now is Leaping, in which Rayanne does make some sort of major leaps in her life and has to look at her future, too. She's leaping into her future and what it's going to look like. And is she going to go that usual route? Can she do that thing where she's a working woman and can have everything? Can she do that and have a relationship and have children and have a home and do all of these things? And it's kind of the same thing that younger women are battling with right now. And how she handles those things, and what society expects of her, and what she eventually comes to expect of herself.
J.K. Rowling, so fascinated to discover that J.K. Rowling pretty much charted out all of the Harry Potter books in advance, and it seemed like she was really detailed about the different things that were going to happen. She'd kind of outlined them in really pretty close detail as she went. I'm curious, as you looked at outlining a trilogy, are you concerned? Do you build something into the process so that if you have like this genius idea in the middle of Leaping that kind of goes off in a different direction, have you left yourself space for that?
You know, if it doesn't show up in Leaping, it might show up in something else. You know, all of these little aha moments, they don't always work out the way that you might expect. You know, I know I'm really writing when my characters kind of take over and they start running the show. So that is a thing that happens in my process. And I do have these moments where, oh yeah, I've got to write about this. This might not be the place to do it, but this character has inspired me, or this situation has inspired me to, you know, make a note on my chalkboard. And that's something I'm going to think about, you know, that notion or that situation, that conundrum, whatever it might be. Most things that I think that strongly about make it into some aspect of my writing. Quite a few of those moments don't make it in.
Sarah Stonich joins us this morning on Minnesota Reads as our guest. Her book, Fishing, is out in paperback. And along with that, we've discovered that it is also going to be the first book in a new trilogy. The next book in the trilogy is called Reeling. That one's coming out in March or April. And the working title of the third book at this point is Leaping. We will, of course, stay closely attuned to this. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Always good to talk to you.
Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.